All right, U.S. Open going on at Torrey Pines. Yesterday was a good day for Brooks Koepka, two shots back, reminding everyone that he is a major chaser, which is fine. He shows up on day one of the majors, and he's there through day four. The last three U.S. Opens, which the course usually wins, and that becomes the storyline. Two wins and a runner-up. Brooks Koepka, again, he's a major chaser. We look at other athletes in other sports and say, how many rings do you have? Oh, that's how we judge you. Well, in golf, you remember the majors. And Brooks Koepka, when it is go time, he is really, really good. Now, he's also good at other events, but when it's major time, it's time for old Brooksy to crank it up. He is now, in the last 14 rounds at the U.S. Open, he has shot in the 60s in 11 of those. He is just teeing off now. These are West Coast times. He is a couple hours from teeing off. But yesterday, he finished two shots back. He is still two shots back. Russell Henley and Richard Bland are four under. Henley has not teed off yet today. But that is six straight rounds in the 60s at the U.S. Open, which is the most demanding of the majors because the course is supposed to win. I know they have world golf rankings and Koepka is not number one. Is Brooks Koepka the best golfer in the world? Mentally, you know what makes him so strong? This is where DeChambeau has no shot. If he wants to go toe-to-toe with Koepka, is mentally, old Brooksy is intimidating. Go against somebody that knows how to win, knows they can win, and knows they will win. Try keeping up mentally. You might have the game physically to do it, but try keeping up mentally with someone that has all of that, and then there can be the intimidation factor. Doesn't always play out. I mean, as Mickelson was doing his thing at the PGA last month, Koepka got on the struggle bus. But Koepka might be the best in the world. I don't need to see a ranking. He might be the best in the world, especially when you look at what he does to U.S. Open courses. I am waiting for him, though. I mean, he's had some fun with the DeChambeau questions and the little video bomb that DeChambeau did yesterday when he was doing an interview. Will there become a point where Koepka snaps? He's asked so much about him, and DeChambeau today, last check was two over, that Koepka just goes off. Or has he leaned so far into this discussion that he'll just brush it off? This is the time of the year where he takes off. And he is two shots back at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines as we wait for the course to win. And possibly this weekend. I mean, it could start to play like a U.S. Open course. And the stars are still around. Like, somebody to watch is Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy has been awful in the opening round of majors and then tries to rally. But he has such a bad opening day that he's so far off the pace that he's got no shot. He had a good day yesterday. Think about what Sunday could be like if you have some of the star names. They will not include Spieth or Mickelson. Spieth shot a 77. Mickelson was four over. But if you have a Koepka and a couple other well-known household names, what that will do for the U.S. Open on Father's Day when you will have primetime programming. Now, I didn't think Mickelson would be very good, even though this is his home course and he's coming off the PGA Championship, because he is so popular on his home course. Everybody knows him. Everybody wants a piece of him, that it is a distraction. Look at the galleries that followed him yesterday. Look at the people that were taking pictures with their cell phone that was making noise, or a cell phone that went off. Everybody wants a piece of Phil. Hey, I went to high school with you, Phil. Go get him. I didn't think he'd have a shot. And he was four over. because there's a lot of distractions. It's your home course. You almost feel like you got to be a host. You've played that course so many times that you know it like the back of your hand, but there's a lot of distractions because you're a PGA champion and everybody's following you. And, you know, you want to play well, and of course you want to win the U.S. Open, but people are taking pictures and you had the distractions, and I didn't think coming into this that this would be a U.S. Open for him. So we'll keep you updated on the leaderboard. One thing we will keep you updated on in the next couple of weeks is name, image, likeness. We have talked so much about name, image, likeness, and there's still a lot of questions that are out there. We saw on Wednesday when Nebraska was on their Big Red Blitz, there was the plea to fans to follow athletes on social media. Build up their social media followers. I saw, was it Nebraska Basketball Today? Tweeted out a list of the most followers on social media of Big Ten basketball freshmen. Like Bryce McGowan's is two or three. Boy, there's a guy that Nebraska is banking on the lift. If Bryce McGowan's does what they expect him to do at Nebraska, the bump they're going to get. But they are, he's everywhere. They are promoting the future. They are promoting the next star, the biggest recruit they have ever gotten. But they are encouraging people to follow him on Twitter. And fans are following more student athletes on Twitter. People follow a lot of Creighton basketball players. A lot of Omaha fans follow those athletes. But that's the push, is to build up your social media followers. And we know the person that gets talked about the most as we enter this unknown about NIL in this state, who has the strongest brand going into the fall, it's always come back to Lexi Sun of Nebraska Volleyball because of her social media followers. And she is playing for one of the top volleyball programs in the entire country. But she's got a great personality. She's very, very good. She's very engaging on social media. So she probably has the strongest brand. Now, the quarterback at Nebraska, Adrian Martinez, isn't very far behind. But Lexi Sun clearly has the strongest brand in the state. And as I think of what is the avenue for student athletes to make money, weaving their way through some of the restrictions that are in place. Like, I can't show up and for a photo shoot in my uniform. I can't use highlights from my game. How am I going to navigate that? Who's helping me there? Can you name your price? Think about this, George. What is the going rate? How do you know what the going rate is for signed autographs or to eat a bag of Skittles, as Skittles gives you money and you eat a bag of Skittles on Instagram Live, hoping that the 55,000 followers you have will be like, oh yeah, that's the Skittles girl, and you go and buy Skittles. Like, what will athletes be able to name their price? Or will businesses and individuals take advantage of athletes and say, yeah, $5. Hey, if you can do this, I'll give you $5, $10, $15, $100, $250, $500. Will athletes have enough savvy with the schools that are tied into a third-party entity like Open Doors to say, all right, let's name our price and let's figure out what fair market value is? What happens if somebody makes a little bit more because they were more savvy in negotiating than the person who actually, their brand is a little bit better, but they got taken advantage of? All of these questions still out there. We don't know when we hit July 1. The NCAA today, we found out through a report, the group that they were going to have help them out with name, image, likeness, they're out like a fat kid in dodgeball. So where does that stand on July 1? And also, the other part of name, image, likeness coming into the NCAA, it's not the same throughout the country. Not every state is the same in what you can and can't do. So how is that going to work? Because we know that it's going to be a recruiting advantage. This is something that is starting today that I have seen local student athletes are posting this, and now I'm starting to see national. And I don't know if this is a group effort, but Thomas Fedoni, who hasn't played a game at Nebraska, but he's the number one tight end of the country. He's rehabbing from his knee injury. The hope is he'll play at some point this year. But the expectation is he's going to have a prosperous career in Nebraska, and he'll be off to the NFL. His brand could be pretty strong. Young kid, built like an ox. He's got kind of a fun personality. But he's going to, as his career develops at Nebraska, he's going to become a well-known name. I mean, they've already started to build his brand, you know, his 24 jersey. So he was the first one I saw today tweet this, but now I'm seeing a lot of other student athletes. This is what he tweeted. According to the NCAA, July 1st will be when players will be given the ability to make money off their brand, also known as the player's name, image, and likeness. This will give the players and other companies to help brand themselves. If anyone has any ideas or opportunities, let me know in the comments. Hashtag GBR. So, I opened up the comments. A lot of people are saying, hit me up on my DM. I've got ideas for you. Let's get some donors to buy us 5 stars. Can you help? That is something we are seeing today on social media from student athletes. They're reaching out and saying, you got anything? Let me know. July 1 is when this is supposed to happen. But your request to follow athletes on social media, regardless of in this state who you follow and root for, did you start following athletes? Have you started following recruits even more if you've done that in the past? And do you have ideas? Thomas Fedoni is looking for ideas and opportunities. Are you someone that would respond to him on Twitter and say, hey, I got something for you. Slide into my DMs. This is going to be wild. This is going to be wild. Because the first time somebody who has been really good starts to struggle, and a coach is starting to put two and two together, and they go, you were at that photo shoot until, what, midnight? Your grades are suffering. Your play on the field is suffering. And a coach really can't say, you've got to stop. You want to be a coach? You really want to be a coach? Portal, name, image, likeness, all of these things that have come on board in the last couple of years may not, even with all the money that's in coaching, may not be as worthwhile as it has been. Because you have to be more than an X's and O's guy. You got to be more than a glad hadin', kissing babies, raising money, doing all that kind of stuff, being the face of your athletic department. Man, now you got to worry about, is my guy going to be upset because Bob's Big Boy restaurant isn't having him come sign autographs? Wow. I was just curious to see Fedoni and some other student athletes from around the country. That's the template that I've seen today of soliciting opportunities. Like if you're, you have a product and you're thinking, man, I would like the starting point guard. I would like Sharif Mitchell to endorse me. I'd like Kobe Webster to endorse me. I would like LaMelo Robinson, and I'm using three potential starting point guards for the three Division I basketball programs. Do you reach out? How do you get a hold of them if their DMs aren't open? Like, do you call the basketball office at Creighton and go, can I talk to Sharif? I mean, you're not saying, hey, you know, maybe you know his dad, Alvin, but you call up the basketball office and go, yeah, is Sharif there? Or can you pass along a message? Or can I get his phone number? And I'm being honest here. How does this start? Hey, Mac, can you pass along this message to Reef? I really want him to come and do some stuff for us, and we're going to pay him. Where do you start? In a guy's DM? A female student athlete's DM? Do you go down to Lincoln and hang outside of the stadium and say, and wait for Thomas Fedoni to walk into the complex, and you stop him in the parking lot and you go, hey, I got something for you. Would you be, I mean, how is this going to work? The negotiating part, the start of it. All unknown. And maybe it's known, but we as the outsiders don't. But there's going to be businessmen and women and companies and brands that are going to want to get on board right away. But how do you go about starting that? Are you going to be shady in the parking lot? Sitting in your car waiting for the starting quarterback at Nebraska to get out of his car and walk into the complex, and you sprint to stop him? Say, Adrian, I'm out of breath. I got this dealership. 12:37. Mike Rooney's coming up at 1. There's the coaching has changed, whether it be college or professional. Like, ask Rick Carlisle. It's amazing that he lasted in the NBA for 13 years. But how much longer do coaches last in this day and age of empowerment of the student athlete or the pro? /star. We'll get into that when we come back. 12:37. We'll also sift through some emails and some tweets. Good discussion going on, boys and girls. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. That's the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally. Or at GarySharp1620, at MyAces Black 04, or the official Twitter handle of the show, at GarySharp Show on the Zone.